Thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections. My name is Kelly. How can I help you?
Hi, Kelly. My name is Jane Frill. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
Well, I have an issue.
Okay.
I got an email on Monday that my card was declined or something like that. And I called back and talked to several people. They said, oh, well, they'll rerun the card within 24 to 48 hours. And then when I called back on Wednesday, when I see that they still didn't run the card for the $4.95 for the pre-order, she said, well, we only do shipments on Mondays and, no, on Tuesdays and Fridays. And she said, well, it should ship out on Friday and they should charge your card. Well, I looked at the card and they haven't charged it for the $4.95 and the order hasn't shipped. So I wanted to know what's going on. Do I need to talk to a supervisor or what?
Well, let me start by pulling up your account. Can I get you to spell your last name?
Brill, B-R-I-L-L.
All right. And your zip code?
33815.
Okay. Let me see here.
I
and this is for the Star Trek Enterprise D build-up?
Yep.
Okay. Let me pull this up for me for you real quick, and I'll see what's going on. Let's see. So I do see that we had gotten the hard decline because of a fraud filtering service. Let me see.
So why didn't they run the card again?
Okay. So I'm trying. It is showing that an item's out of stock, but it shouldn't be out of stock, which is why they haven't run it again. But this is a new collection, and it should be at the warehouse ready to ship out. Let me see if it has an ETA on when it's planning to charge you, okay?
Because I would think if you pre-order, you'd be the first ones to get it. You wouldn't have to wait for if it's out of stock.
Right. So it's more than likely it's not out of stock. We were in the process of relocating warehouses, and they are probably all sitting there at the new warehouse. It's just showing what the old warehouse system had in stock, which it didn't get this collection since it was shipping from the new warehouse. Let me see. It is showing that there's nothing that would be holding this back here as far as our stock, so that shouldn't be an issue at all.
Yeah, but they're still not running the card, though. If they have the stock, why didn't they try to rerun the card? Because this was on Monday, on the 9th, when they... No, it wasn't Monday the 9th. It was Tuesday the 9th. Tuesday the 9th, it showed it declined. And they said that and the email says that they'll run it within 24 to 48 hours from the first decline.
Yeah.
And it's already been over 48 hours.
Let me see. Okay. I'm just reading over the account stuff to see if I can figure out what else is going on here. Thank you. Okay. Let me see here. I am just checking to make sure that they're, we were supposed to release a collection on March 1st, and then we did push it back until March 8th. So I'm just making sure that that should be all set to ship out and everything. Yeah, I am showing that decline email. And
shall I give you the card? The card again?
That shouldn't be an issue as long as it just says that. So what it's telling me is that the transaction is not permitted and for you to contact your bank. So if you've done that, then
let me give you my take card, just in case. Let's just change the card.
Okay.
I'll give you another card number. When you're ready.
Okay, almost done. It's loading here. And I'll take that card number.
4427-5502-1307. 5873.
Okay, and the expiration date?
It is 11/2025.
All right, I can go ahead and get that updated.
You need the zip code or anything, or?
No, it should be. It should be fine as long as it's the same as your billing zip code.
Yeah, the billing zip code is the 2597 McIntosh Drive, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. So I've got that updated for you. Hopefully that corrects the issue as far as the decline from your bank saying it wasn't a valid transaction and it was a hard decline from the fraud filtering service. So since it didn't try to charge you this week,
my actual debit card from my bank, so.
Okay. Yeah, that would be my, that could be what was causing it to not charge you again was because it was saying on here to, you know, contact your bank since it was showing that they were declining it for fraud, that this transaction was not permitted. So hopefully with that updated card number, as long as, you know, everything, like I said, it did pop up that, that item was out of stock, but it's not showing on the out of stock list. So I think that was just a warehouse from the transition. It's showing the one warehouse is out of stock with it. But I would say to, it may try to charge you again on Tuesday next week. It could try to charge you tonight since we are still on Friday. I'm not sure what time Friday they do those charges. I would think midnight. But
okay.
We should
well,
be able to. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, and have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling Eagle Moss Collections.
Bye-bye.